This is your last moment, your last word on 208. Now, last word on 208. Now.
Bye. Good night. God bless.
Stephen Williams, what was your first words on Luxembourg?
Well, my very first words on Radio Luxembourg, I was the first Briton ever to announce, this is Radio Luxembourg. And I'm afraid today it's rather a case of, this was Radio Luxembourg as far as the station that we knew is concerned. We'd known it for over half a century now. But it's not too sad today, because it's not a case of sympathy or commiserations or condolences or anything like that. It's merely that the old station is going aloft, you might say. In fact, it's going to become not the station of the stars, as it's been called for a long time now, but it's going to become the station in the stars. And the star in this particular case is the satellite Astra. And that's going to happen at 3 o'clock this morning. Well, before we actually sort of say goodbye, let's just say thank you to all the people who've worked in Radio Luxembourg. There have been an awful lot. I couldn't possibly name them. There were too many. But there have been a few outstanding ones. And the ones we know very well now, of course, are Jimmy Savile, Noel Edmonds, Pete Murray, and the lovely Muriel Young. They were all what you might call disc jockeys. And that was something quite new to me, because when I was running the station, I had ambitions to turn or to put a program out on very similar lines to the lines on which BBC Radio 4 is now working. That was roughly the plan I had for programs. And of course, the idea of people playing gramophone records and chatting inconsequentially between them for no particular reason at all, except that they like to chat and people like to hear them chat, that wasn't my idea of broadcasting. And I think I must say that if it had been suggested to me in my time, I'd have said, no, I won't have them on the air. However, I was wrong, because experience later proved that they were what the people wanted. As I said, it's not a moment for condolences or anything like that. But as the station goes aloft, I think we should wish it luck, good luck, and as long and a happy existence as it had down here on Earth. So goodbye, good luck, and good listening to Radio Luxembourg.
Just kneel and say, thank you, Lord, for my work and play. I've tried to be good, for I know that I should. And that's a prayer for the end of the day.
Night.
The best music, 24 hours a day, Satellite Radio Luxembourg.
At exactly 3 a.m. on Monday the 30th of December 1991, 208 meters fell silent, but only for a moment, as Jeff Graham realized the service was still on the air.
And tell us that you're actually listening to us, because we don't believe that actually we've switched the transmitter off yet. Normally we pot it out from the button on the desk, but we decided tonight not to pot it out, and we are actually still on air, and we're illegally broadcasting now. We are a pirate.
Oh, we are a pirate. Well, what kind of radio station?
Yeah, we all think
this is a very emotional...
I'm afraid we're going now. Good night.
And with that, 208 meters was gone forever, leaving just memories.